Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
And good afternoon to you all on this wonderful Wednesday in the month of March. Wow, where has the time gone? The year 2015, and we're in March. Yes, indeed we are. Well, this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, simply visit my website. You'll find a link on the bottom of this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and I've come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. All right, today's topic, 7 fruits and vegetables to enjoy during National Nutrition Month. Indeed, this month of March, in every March, annually, it's National Nutrition Month. And therefore, we know that it's important to eat foods, of course, that are nutritious. Taste is a key reason why people choose to eat what they do. Okay? I think I'm probably talking to the masses. I'm preaching to the choir. We all eat what we do because of taste, mainly, right? Well, pairing good nutrition with great taste creates a win-win situation. Because there are some things that are absolutely awesome for your health, but actually don't please the palate all that well. But indeed, when you compare the two, good nutrition and great taste, there's just no losing whatsoever. You're a winner. National Nutrition Month was created annually in March. By the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Their nutrition education campaign, which focuses on the importance of making good food choices. And I like campaigns like that. It's so important that we make good food choices, good choices on a whole, but definitely I'm a food advocate, so we got to make good food choices. One way to enjoy the taste of eating right is to include a colorful diet. You know, the color of the rainbow. You know what a rainbow looks like. This is what we need to focus on when we're looking for foods to eat. In particular, when choosing fruits and vegetables, always recommend that you choose a colorful variety of fruits and vegetables as different antioxidants exist in the different color spectrums. Wow, you didn't know food was that amazing now, did you? Well, indeed it is for certain. The deep orange color found in cantaloupe and sweet potatoes contain beta-carotene. Of course, the deeper the orange, the sweeter and the more tasty the vegetable or fruit, for that matter. So that deep orange color contains beta-carotene. The dark blue color of blueberries, for instance, contains polyphenols, which have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. And we definitely need both. The deep red pigment found in, let's say, tomatoes and watermelon, they contain what is called the antioxidant lycopene. Very good for your eyesight, by the way. So there you have it. When you're looking for fruits and vegetables, look for the deepest hues of colors. Not always beige or white, other than cauliflower, of course. But we're not always looking for beige. We're looking for fruits and vegetables with, deep orange, dark blue, deep red. And I'm now going to give you several nutrition powerhouses, no particular order. Actually, it's in order. It's in alphabetical order. And they're of varying colors and nutrients that I just simply love to include in my diet, and I definitely recommend to others. So here are the 7 fruits and vegetables to enjoy during this month of March, National Nutrition Month. Number one, the first nutrition powerhouse is avocados. Avocados. Oh, some people steer clear of avocados. It's too much fat. Well, it has what's called a good fat. Listen, they contain heart-healthy monounsaturated fat, which may contribute to heart health. Not heart risk or heart attacks. Heart health. They are also high in vitamin E, which is a fat-soluble antioxidant. Not only is this green fruit, yes, it's a fruit. It grows on trees, so it's a fruit. Not only is it good, you know, a green fruit, but it's good for your heart, and it tastes great. For some people don't like avocados. You know, I got two boys, they don't like avocados, but that's okay. I give it to them anyway. You've got to eat it. Simple. It's good for your health. Maybe when you get older, you'll acquire a taste for it. I always tell them. But for now, we're going to eat avocados. What you can do is you could sprinkle a half of avocado with some lemon and olive oil and add it to your favorite salad. Well, first of all, lemon is, you know, has vitamin C. Not only that, it prevents things from oxidizing, becoming brown. And olive oil, another good fat. So there you have it. You add that to your salad and boom, wonderful, wonderful, nutrient-rich powerhouse of fruit. Now, the second one, and once again, you have to have an acquired taste for this, but me personally, I like them. They're sweet to me. There are beets. Beets contain healthy doses of iron, the B vitamin folate, and fiber. We need our fiber. It keeps us regular, and it's good for our health. Makes everything, you know, flow normally, which is a good thing. Red beets offer beta-cyanin. It's a plant pigment which may protect against colon cancer. So now, if you knew something was going to protect against colon cancer, would you not eat it? I mean, is it that bad? Not to me. Maybe to you, but not that bad. Well, beets add color. They definitely do, and they also add taste to a green salad. So, you know, get some beets in your diet. You know, don't start with a whole beet. Maybe cut a slice or two and, you know, cut it up small and mix it with something else so that after a while you kind of get used to it. And then you'll be a beet, you'll have a beet brain. Just kidding. Blueberries. Blueberries are another healthy powerhouse that we can look at. Berries on a whole, but in particular we're going to look at blueberries. They're one of the healthiest foods around and have been shown to contribute to health. They've been shown. Tests have proven it. There are studies. These tasty blue gems are full of fiber, phytochemicals, vitamin C, and the mineral manganese. Blueberries contain a category of phytonutrients called polyphenols, which have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. And they can contribute to a reduction of chronic diseases. Now, let me ask you a question again. If you knew something so small, yet so powerful, could reduce your chronic diseases, would you not eat it? Well, there you have it. But let me just put in a disclaimer here. It is always best, always, 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 always best to get yourself organic berries. Any fruit that you eat the skin of, I recommend you getting organic. Consume them organic. Why? Because there are so many pesticides that are sprayed onto these delicate yet wonderful gems that God has created for us to consume. And then what happens is they're contaminated with these chemicals. We as human beings eat them, and we as human beings get sick due to all of the chemicals and pesticides and herbicides that they spray over them. Why? Because we're trying to, one, increase our crop because, you know, there are bugs, natural things that God's created as well. And two, we're trying to make them grow faster so that we can sell more and get more money. That's what humans do. So my recommendation is get yourself some organic blueberries. Trust me, you will be better off because you've got to take care of that one and only body that you've been given. Now, blueberries contain only 80 calories per cup. That's a good thing. Because if you calorie counters out there are wondering, well, gee, I'm watching my waistline, and I can't have too many calories, maybe 1,500, 2,000 a day, or if you're counting calories, listen, don't worry about calories when it comes to berries. Only 80 calories per cup of blueberries. And they make a tasty topping to your yogurt or your cereal, and they also taste great plain as ever. Just pop them in your mouth, plain just as a snack. It's a wonderful, tasty snack to have, and I highly recommend blueberries. Wonderful, rich antioxidant fruit that you can definitely benefit from. Your body can benefit from these deep blue beauties. Deep blue beauties, I love that. All right, here's another B one for you. It's not a fruit, but it is broccoli. Another one some people don't fancy too much, but once again, I like it. Probably saying, oh, Coach, yes, you like everything. Not necessarily, but fruits and vegetables, I can't think of one that I kind of detest. I can't say, oh, this is horrible. Their asparagus may have some bitter taste to it. It depends on the batch that you purchased. Beets, I do like beets. I just really can't think of any off the top of my head. Some people don't like, mushrooms. I only get the organic ones, by the way. Fresh, not never, ever in a can. Hoo-hoo, that's a no-no. They taste like nothing. Mushrooms I'm referring to. So I really can't think of anything that I don't particularly like or just say, I just can't have that. It's just ridiculous. It's terrible. It's horrible. But back to one of the seven fruits and vegetables that you can enjoy this National Nutrition Month. We're talking about broccoli. Broccoli is a cruciferous vegetable. I love that word, cruciferous. It's a cruciferous vegetable, and just like cabbage and cauliflower, by the way. And they're part of the brassica family, rich in phytochemicals with antioxidant properties. I mean, you've got your phytos and you've got your antis, and what more can you ask for? Not to mention that broccoli is chock full of vitamin C and the mineral calcium, as well as fiber and vitamin A. Are you kidding me? Broccoli is definitely a powerhouse when it comes to nutritious foods. It also contains sulforaphane, a health-promoting compound that may fight cancer and other chronic diseases. So let me ask you another question. If you knew that you could eat a vegetable that may fight cancer and other chronic diseases, wouldn't you eat it? Well, get yourself some broccoli. Now, sautéed broccoli makes a great side dish paired with grilled salmon or chicken. Absolutely marvelous. Sautéed in some extra virgin olive oil. You can do that. You may add, and this is just on a side of caution, those of you who have a high sodium content, you're working on your high blood pressure, I do not recommend this. However, if your sodium intake is okay, your pressure is okay, it's fine, you can just crush a little bit of sea salt on it after you sauteed it in the olive oil. And so there you have it, broccoli, vitamin C, calcium, fiber, vitamin A, can fight against cancer and chronic diseases. I mean, listen, there's nothing to lose by consuming broccoli, raw or sautéed. All right, cantaloupe is another one. Wonderful, wonderful. Cantaloupe is high in the antioxidant beta-carotene. Remember those deep colors that we were talking about earlier? You can find it in sweet potatoes as well. Beta-carotene is a plant-based vitamin A precursor. It's a precursor that helps with eye health. So you're not going to get the vitamin A per se from a carrot. You're going to get the beta carotene. But it's, once again, it's awesome for eye health. And, among other conditions, it also contains a potassium. Potassium is a mineral which may help lower blood pressure and the risk of four stroke. So here I go again, asking you, if you knew that you could eat a fruit, in particular a melon, that is mineral rich in potassium, which, by the way, Americans have a sodium to potassium ratio, imbalance ratio. Our intake, sodium to potassium intake is totally imbalanced. We've taken way too much sodium and too little potassium. So if you knew that you could eat a fruit, a melon in particular, that will help your potassium intake and may help lower your blood pressure. Remember we talked about sodium too high, blood pressure too high? That's salt in the broccoli. If you knew that, and it could also, by the way, lower your risk for stroke, wouldn't you eat it? Wouldn't you? Indeed. Cantaloupe, by the way, is pretty accessible all year round. Of course, melons are more, I believe the taste is different in the summer months, of course, in the East Coast where I live, on the East Coast of America, but it's pretty accessible all year round, so you can help yourself to some cantaloupe. And cantaloupe is a great choice if you're watching your weight. Indeed, most Americans are. So a one-cup serving contains a mere 50 calories. Wow. Cantaloupe, mixed with other melons such as watermelon and honeydew, makes for a tasty fruit salad after dinner. Now, there you have it, folks. If you're worrying, there's some people who say, oh, I need something sweet after I eat. Well, that's a problem. You need to think about sweet as in not cake or anything that will just give you empty calories, because that's what happens. We eat a quote-unquote healthy meal, let's say brown rice with chicken and broccoli, and then we want to have a large piece of cake and some ice cream afterwards. The cake, if you don't make it yourself with organic ingredients and not too much sugar at all, pretty much empty calories. So you want to get yourself as an after-dinner snack for dessert. Get yourself some melon. Get yourself a bowl or a cup of melon. And trust me, after you have trained your palate and your mind, tell your brain, listen, this is what you need, body. Body, this is what you need, and I'm going to feed it to you. And after a while, your body's going to say, yay, what I've always needed. And so your body will make the proper adjustments and understand it will thrive because it is eating what God intended it to eat, to consume. Healthy fruits and vegetables, not empty calories all the time. All right, here's another one, cauliflower. I mentioned it before. This is one white veggie you want to eat. It's also cruciferous, just like broccoli. It's a cruciferous vegetable and also part of the brassica family. It may be white in color, but don't let that fool you. It is a super nutritious veggie. So if you can get your hands on some cauliflower, by all means, do so. It doesn't have much of a taste. It's not as strong to me as is broccoli. Broccoli is a little bit stronger in taste to me. So one cup contains, by the way, under 30 calories. Really? All you calorie counters out there, get yourself some cauliflower and get a cup of that under 30 calories. It's also super high in vitamin C and fiber. So wonderful to eat during the winter months. Winter technically is over this coming Friday, but where I'm from, it's not going to feel like it. It's not going to feel like the first day of spring at all. It's going to be a rain mixture with snow. Today's only in the 30s. Sun is shining bright and beautifully, but it's cold outside. So vitamin C is wonderful. It's an immune-boosting vitamin. So you want to consume vitamin C, and fiber keeps you regular. It's good for you. You could get that from cauliflower. It also contains vitamin K and folate. So now what can you do to cauliflower? Well, roasted cauliflower tastes absolutely delicious. If not, you can make it simple, just like the broccoli. Sauté a little bit with some olive oil and sprinkle a little bit of sea salt. And I say a little bit, I mean a dash. And when I say a dash, it's like not a finger pinch possibly. But some people I realize have bigger fingers than others. So you got to err on the side of caution with that as well. But, you know, definitely do what is best. You know what's best. And you know when too much is too much. All right, moving on to the last, but definitely not least, of the wonderful fruits and vegetables to enjoy during National Nutrition Month. Enjoy them all. But we're going to talk about a wonderful green vegetable, which is rich in so many things, and the list will go on and on, is that vegetable. Spinach contains the minerals iron and potassium, as well as vitamins A, K, C, and the B vitamin, folate. Now, I know that was a mouthful, so I'll say it again. Spinach contains minerals such as iron and potassium, as well as vitamins A, K, C, and the B vitamin folate. Now, if you knew that you can eat a vegetable that has so many nutrients in it, wouldn't you? Now, guess what? Spinach also contains phytochemicals that may boost your immune system and flavonoids, which have antioxidant properties that may be preventative against certain cancers. There's that C word again. So many of us, like, you know, look at them and say, oh, it's taboo. But indeed, listen, Hippocrates said it. I said at the top of the show, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. If we were just to eat the way we're supposed to eat, we wouldn't have to deal with all of these ailments. Indeed, once again, I said it before in a previous show, I think it was last week, there are things called environmental toxins. There's such a thing called environmental toxins. We know that we get toxins from the air as well. But if you can prevent what you intake as far as food is concerned, what you put in your mouth and you chew and you swallow and it goes throughout your entire system, if you can control that, which you can, indeed, why wouldn't you? So spinach is one of those powerhouse nutrient-rich foods that you want to take in more of. Spinach makes a great veggie side dish, and it tastes great sautéed in olive oil and garlic. Wow. Garlic against cancer, let me tell you. Let me tell you. That's also a powerhouse, but we're not talking about garlic. So there's your seven. I hope you were listening and taking notes. If not, you can always listen to the rebroadcast. All right. Avocados, beets, blueberries, broccoli, cantaloupe, cauliflower, and spinach. So not necessarily rebroadcast. It's not going to be rebroadcast. But you can listen to the archived recording of this show to learn more about how these fruits and vegetables can help you. And indeed, they can help you, folks. So let's be very mindful about what we put into our mouths. Because what you put in, you're going to get out. All right, right on to Wednesday's word. It comes to us from Billy Graham's Daily Devotion. Tame your temper. Tame your temper. Doest thou well to be angry? Jonah chapter 4, verse 4. You have a temper. There's nothing unique about that. Most people have tempers in varying degrees, of course. God does not ask that you get rid of that temper, but he does say that if you are to be happy, it must be brought under control, channeled to proper use. God cannot use a man without a temper, as well as one with a controlled temper. Too many professed Christians never get wrought up about anything. They never get indignant with injustice, with corruption in high places, or with the godless traffics which barter away the souls and bodies of men. Prayer for the day. Use my anger to help others, Lord. When I see them hurting or your world decaying, let me be challenged to reach out instead of merely exploding. And that's Wednesday's word. God bless you all on this wonderful Wednesday. Hope to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And on that note, until next week, God bless you and bye-bye.